Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The value of journaling. Do you keep a journal? I'm not talking about a diary of your daily events, but a journal of your ongoing dialogue with God. This is a spiritual discipline I began over 25 years ago, and it's been immensely helpful to me. Every time you read the history of Israel in the Old Testament, you are really reading a written history, a journal, of what God did for His people. In Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55, we read Mary's song about the soon-to-be-born Jesus that someone journaled to record for posterity. The same thing is true for Zechariah's song about his son John in Luke chapter 1, verses 67 to 79. I'm sure that many people found great comfort in reading and recalling these songs, perhaps even Jesus himself and John the Baptist. Even Jesus told his disciple John to journal the words he spoke to him about events still to come. Journaling has helped me at so many crucial points in my life, especially when I needed to look back to be reminded of something God had spoken to me. I shared one example of this in my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter. Take a listen. The board was making a major decision. They were considering a change in their leadership to one who had completely different credentials and training from all their previous leaders. Because this change would be so momentous, the board interviewed me for more than 4 hours. When they finally felt they had deliberated long enough, they asked me to leave the room while they prayed and voted. I stepped out into the lobby for just a couple of minutes when the door opened again and they asked me to step back inside. "Well, Craig," the spokesman began, "we prayed and we feel you are the one God has selected for this position." I told them I'd be happy to accept their offer. After they prayed over me, I began to pack up my things to head home. "Hold on a minute," one of the board members said to me. "We're about to discuss the budget, and we think it would be good for you to be a part of this discussion." I agreed and resumed my seat at the table. I was handed both the year-to-date financial report and the projected income and expenses for the remaining quarter of the year. "As you can see," the treasurer began, "we are projecting a $70,000 loss for this year." Then he turned to me and asked, "What are you going to do about that?" I gulped, tried not to show that my stomach was doing flips, and said, "Honestly, I don't know." I paused, and since no one else said anything, I continued, "But I'll let you know what we come up with." All the way home, I kept thinking, what have I gotten myself into? I'm walking away from a successful business to oversee an organization that's going to go bankrupt before I even get started. But then I began to remind myself of something else. God chose me. When I returned home, I immediately went to my journal, flipped to the page where I had written down all of the reasons why I had concluded that God chose me for this position. I looked at the way God had spoken to me and to my wife, and the way friends who knew nothing about this decision spoke a confirming word to me. I looked at the pages where I wrote down the vision I believed God had given me for this new organization, and how the board chairman's handwritten vision for the organization matched mine thought for thought. Looking at these words, at the specific dates and ways God had spoken and confirmed and reconfirmed His direction, gave me the confidence to step into this assignment, even when facing such a huge financial mountain. If you haven't journaled in the past, I encourage you to begin this spiritual discipline today. I can tell you from both what I read in the Bible and my own personal experience how valuable this will be for you.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.